at Hooters. The following Zantac commercial is speed catchant for those who need things fast.
Zantac quickly relieves or prevents your toughest heartburn.
Zantac, heartburn, prevents, relieves.
And now look for specially marked packages for the Zantac Need for Speed Instant Win game.
Zantac, game, instant, win.
Win a Ford Mustang, a trip for two to Talladega Super Speedway, and meet me, AmeriQuest Racing driver Greg Biffle.
Win, car, trip, Biffle.
The Zantac Need for Speed Instant Win game.
Enter, repeat, enter.
Use as directed, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Official rules at ZantacFast.com or participating stores. Game ends 12:30 or when game pieces are exhausted.
You may.
Yes,
huh?
You.
What?
You are listening to AM 970 KCNB. AM. State yeah. Radio. Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep begins now.
Can you turn this up a little bit? All right. I can't even hear myself. Okay, there you go. Thank you. Sam, are my levels correct since Sarah now can't hear what she's adjusting?
Absolutely. They couldn't be better.
Okay. My headphones were fine a moment ago, and now they're not working. All right, it's 1 minute and 43 seconds after the... You know, it's so weird when you use somebody else's headphones after using your own for like 10 years and nothing sounds right. Are you sure I sound okay?
Sound impeccable.
All right. It's 1 minute and 58 seconds after the hour of 12. In this, the month of July, the year of our Lord, 2006. Thank you for coming by and making a part of your listening day live from the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio. This is the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Appreciate you coming by and making a part of your listening day. You want to get on board today, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. Rick at RickEmerson.com. It's honestly just that simple, friends and neighbors. All right, it is Thursday. What? All right.
It must be their bowling day.
Thank you so much. I wonder if it's my headphones or if it's the jack. Are those Scotty's headphones? All right. I take back half of the bad things I said about Scotty today. All right.
Well, Sarah, let me
use those for a second, and we'll find out if it's the jack or the headphones. Hey, isn't this exciting? We're pulling back the curtain, kids. The fourth wall has been broken. Hey, you're hearing behind the scenes. Hold on. I'm going to give these back to you. There's your one. Okay, now here's the thing. Now, you should know.
You're deaf.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the thing. Now, this happened to Lycus the other day, because I think it was... Didn't Lycus came on the other day? This is not when he was in New York. It was when he was in L.A., and I think they screwed with the processing while he was gone. And the processing is like the graphic equalizer, and they turn up the treble, or they turn on the bass, or there's more echo or something, and gives you more gravitas. But radio people are very... We're a very persnickety group of people.
A very deaf group of people.
We're all...
You just blew out my eardrums.
What?
The level you had these at.
Yeah. And I'm not even deaf at, like, Tim Riley levels. I'm only deaf at, like, mean levels.
Wait till you hit 40. You start losing your teeth and your hair.
There is a whole gradient of deafness. There's me, and then there's Tim, and then there's, like, Clyde Lewis at the very top. Ken DeRoshi, that guy's deaf, too. Man, I was recording some music with Ken last year, and it's like he would have... This thing happens when you're working with a musician or a production director at a radio station or a DJ, where they are listening to something on headphones, and you're just sort of sitting there just doing nothing. And then they'll say, hey, check these out, man. Put on the cans and check these out. And they will stick the headphones on you, and it just blows you out of the chair. Because they have it like 50 times as loud as you do. Okay. So here's the thing. I can hear nothing that's going on right now because I haven't put on my headphones.
You should really just try to put on your headphones.
This is like a basketball player, like Jordan said, where it's just you and your shoes. When you're doing the radio program, it's just you and your headphones. And radio people get very acclimated and used to and habituated to using a very, not just a certain kind, but a specific pair of headphones. We're very sensitive to that kind of thing. Because all headphones sound different. People don't realize this. So I hear, now my headphones of choice are the Sony MDR7506s. Right there. That's those. So I just went and I, but you just sort of take them for granted. You assume that they're going to work. You plug the headphones in, you turn them up, bada bing, you got sound. Except that didn't just happen now. So in order to not get feedback, when you turn on the microphone here, it turns off the speakers. So I can't hear anything that's going on the air right now. Sarah could just be playing zither music underneath me right now.
Because I actually messed up a little bit ago.
I didn't hear it.
I know.
I can't hear anything but my own voice, which is sort of the way I like it anyway. Anyway, so you, Scotty has now brought in, good Lord.
The coolest headphones I've ever seen.
What are those things?
These are like full-on Matt Peterson, I don't need these, but I have the money to buy them, and so I think I'll just wear them around and make everybody else feel poor headphones. Why would you?
They bend every direction.
This, okay, and these headphones, look at this. There are separate volume controls.
Maybe those are ear warmers.
For left and right. There's a volume control. There's a volume control for the left ear cup thing, and then there's one for the right, and then it's got a stereo and mono switch. Why would you ever need these headphones?
He is a DJ.
How much did these? Hold on, Scotty. How much did these cost? $300.
Whoa.
You're not gonna make that in your first 10 years in this business.
You don't even have a job.
Aww.
$350.
He's so young and hopeful.
And an interest rate of 25% for Anna.
All right, my headphones cost $140, and I thought they were pricey. All right, so I'm
these are $14.99.
I'm on.
And her replacements are here.
And they're working.
Yes,
all right, I'm unplugging. Now, we're going to see if it's the jack or the headphones here. Because if it's the headphones, I'm going to be very sad. Because I have to take these headphones out back, and I have to burn them, and then read a little eulogy, and then bury them underneath an oak tree. Because they've been with me for many years.
It's amazing how quickly we could figure this out if you just plug them in.
It's amazing how much time we've eaten up here at the beginning of the show when I could be resetting, I could be guaranteeing. All
why
right,
would
hold
you
on.
Be sad about your headphones?
Because those headphones... Tim, tell her about headphones.
Why, they're like a child.
Thanks, Tim. Way to go. No, you grow used to a certain pair of headphones, a certain fit,
they
a certain
They only fit
sound.
Your head.
Yeah, it's true. You don't let
That's
anybody
true.
Borrow them.
Yep.
You don't, I mean...
I get mine back and they're all stretched down.
Hold on, let me...
They're like an old pair of shoes.
Wait, hold on. Okay. No, I got sound now. So it was not the jack. It is my headphones.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, maybe it is the jack on the headphones. It could be.
All right, maybe.
You look ridiculous in those.
I don't know how to... These are the most confusing headphones I've ever used. Look at this. There's like a little control panel on these. Okay, get out. Get out of the studio now. Sell them to me. All right. And they don't go very loud either. All right. Well,
maybe
okay.
You should adjust the volume on the separate volume switches.
I don't know.
What are you doing?
There are separate volume controls on these headphones for left and right. Why would you possibly need that? You don't. You're just a white guy with too much money. All right. Let's see. Do you have any that light up in the dark and that spin around with a little fan on top? All right. Well, there you go. Well, that was a stunning way to begin today's program. No, I'm all bummed out now because of my headphones that have been with me through thick and thin, the ups and downs, the highs and lows. These headphones that I just plugged in. And here's the other question. They were working yesterday. They worked all the way up until 3 o'clock yesterday. I unplugged them. I took them in. I put them on my office shelf where they always go because you know me, sir. I'm a creature of habit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever do anything different. I never change. I never alter. I'm fun in no way. In no way am I exciting or unpredictable or different or new. In no way am I exploratory, experimental. I am tedious and predictable. That's the way I like it. I took out my headphones yesterday. I took them into my office. I put them up on the shelf. They were fine. I bring them in here today, I plug them in, nothing. I have nothing.
It looks like you have muffins on the sides of your head.
These headphones are huge, they're ridiculous.
Those are so big.
These are like stormtrooper helmets.
They look like Cinnabons.
Seriously, it's like I ought to be tracking down an R2 unit or something. These are gigantic.
Like you're saving Apollo 13.
They're weighing down my head. My neck is becoming fatigued from having to wear these massive headphones.
So weird.
Why don't you shut your hole? You've got working headphones. Nobody rub it in my face.
Oh, for the love of God. All right, well,
not have to go spend money on new headphones, and I hate spending money on anything.
Get head down to Fry's.
Jesus God. Yeah, that's the only good...
Excuse to go to Fry's.
That's the thing. That's the only good news. An excuse to go to Fry's. Well, Jesus, can we... there's no point in starting it. We're 10 minutes into the goddamn program. I will find you, by the way, whoever it is, and it was someone in this building. And I was just telling Scotty the other day that this building is not like other radio stations I've worked at. I was just telling him that this building is filled with people of integrity and virtue, and that you can leave things laying around this building, and you don't have to worry that they're going to be used or stolen or broken or destroyed in some way. Because radio stations are filled with scum. Radio stations are...
Not so much anymore, though.
Radio stations are typically wretched hives of scum and villainy. You don't want to leave any money laying around a radio station. You don't want to leave any food laying around a radio station. And you never, ever, ever want to leave your headphones laying around a radio station. Because if you do that, you're going to come back. They're going to be broken and destroyed and mangled. They're going to be all stretchy. Nothing's going to work properly. And I was just telling Scotty the other day that this is the CBS radio, that there's a nice sort of aura of professionalism around here. There's a nice vibe of integrity, of forthrightness. You don't have to worry about people here abusing your personal property.
The network of Edward R. Murrow, Walter Cronkite.
That's what I'm saying. Coming today, headphones broken, no longer work. Well, I will discern the person who did it, and there shall be a terrible vengeance. And necks will crack. All right, I don't even know what we're doing. What have I done, Sarah? What have I not done? Would you please tell me?
We've done
where
nothing.
Are we today? What have we done?
You've done nothing.
And planned nothing.
Well, fine. All right.
We've not talked about anything we're going to be doing today.
Why, it's not my fault. I came in and I was all... I had a rolling start going. I had my coffee. I had everything laid out in front of me.
You were kind of jumping up and down. You were ready to go.
I have my programming matrix all established for today. We were going to move forward with efficiency and efficacy.
So I guess we've all learned a lesson. Let's plug our headphones in before 2 seconds before
the lesson is that you shouldn't go using somebody else's headphones and then damaging them.
Nobody used your headphones.
They were working yesterday. I got off the air at 3, and they were fine.
Nobody goes into your prize closet when you're not here.
What, underpants gnomes come into the radio station and use them?
I don't think anybody's going to go to that closet. There's nothing in there.
There isn't. There are no prizes in the prize closet.
A bunch of old magazines.
Well, fine. The whole show is ruined. It's all ruined. I'm going to try to redeem it, though. I'm going to do my best to pull this program out of this flaming nosedive that it's in, because I am a professional, and I will rise above it.
I know, it's taking... At least this is distracting us from talking about Storm.
Oh, man.
Let's not talk about it yet.
You don't even... Look at the stack of email I got about that. The stress is only just now abating. And then it's gonna kick into overdrive again at like 6, because we're going to be counting down to episode 2 of the show, where she's probably not in the bottom 3, but who knows?
I don't think so.
Who knows? The fickle finger of fate that lurks out there in the electorate.
Other people have read blogs about it, and they know stuff that we don't. Yeah. But I don't want to read it, but...
It's a country that elected George W. Bush twice, supposedly. Who knows who they're going to vote for? Well, so they claim. All right, coming up later on today, we'll talk to goddamn Jim Roop in Los Angeles about the Emmys. Gary Baumgarten's going to talk about gambling, because you can't gamble anymore in New Jersey. They closed all the casinos. And they've said, it's not like that thing that they threatened to do, where they, like, when the landlord comes and kicks you out of your apartment because you're in arrears in the rent, and then it's, you know, but it's just like a power play, and you give him like 30% and he's fine, and he looks the other way and he just pockets the money and you go back inside. The casinos continue to be closed. There is no gambling in New Jersey. They've all closed. We'll talk about Storm. We won't do that this hour, though. We have to wait. We'll talk about Storm on Rockstar Supernova. We'll talk about that later on next hour. And we will answer the magical and musical question. How many sex offenders are within 1 mile of the AM970 studios? The number is higher than you could possibly imagine.
Well, we're close to the Palace of Justice, that's why.
Yes, is that what they call that?
All right. What that is.
We're joined today, as are we always, by the lovely and talented Sarah Stillman. Blah, blah, blah.
No, I'm not excited to have her here today.
I can't even hear anything. These headphones don't go loud enough.
Did you turn up the volume?
It's as loud as it'll go. No, I don't know how to use the volume knob.
Do you want to use my headphones?
No, your headphones are weird. Your headphones have a weird echoey sound inside of them. Your headphones are bizarre. They have all this bizarre bottom end. They sound booming.
Happiness to be had here.
Yeah, well, fine. Screw
no,
you.
No, I
then.
Appreciate the offer, no. But I'm saying they sound a little weird.
You know what? You sound a little weird.
You sound a little weird.
Would you like to borrow a
Cinnabon, stop talking back.
Shut your mouth.
Somebody's got to get their mouth washed out with soap before the
I
end
know.
Of the show.
It's not me. I'm perfectly
we
fine.
We didn't do it to your headphones.
How do I know that?
Come on, have you seen Tim and I here past 3:15 ever?
No. No, I haven't. No,
only
good
past
point.
3:01?
No, it's fine. Okay, no, you're exonerated. You're right. What was I thinking? I'm sorry. All right.
Crazy talk, I tell
I
you.
I know.
It's madness. Tim Riley's working on the following stories for your edification today.
Somebody we all know was on national television last night and sang a song, and she was first. A madman attacks New York City subway riders with a power saw.
Fantastic. Okay, my day just got one notch better. Excellent.
A bear munches barbecue, chicken, and pizza and beer, much to the delight of Lake Tahoe campers. And Emmy Awards go to shows that are no longer on the air.
Excellent. Good times.
Aww.
All right. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Next hour, we will do Stormwatch 2006. I'm sure Scotty's creating a fantastic opener for it right now. I'm sure at this very moment.
Since you told him the other ones he created suck.
Well, I can't. Look, it's not going to help the boy to give him false hope. Is it what it was?
And I heard you actually say those words to him. I'm not going to give you false hope, Scotty.
No, I came in today and Scotty's just like, hey, I made the Stormwatch opener. And I'm like, really? Is it fantastic? Sure, come listen to it. No. No.
There are some days the whip needs to be cracked.
You know, you can't hit a home run every time at bat, Scotty. It's sometimes you just got to whiff it a time or two. It's just to give you a sense of perspective on things.
Spare the headphones and spoil the child.
That's what I'm saying. No, he's a little bit back in my good graces because he brought me these absurdly huge headphones to wear. Can you get a picture of these at some point today? A picture of me wearing these headphones? They're ludicrous. Who would ever need headphones this big? Well, unless you're like a Yeti or some crap. All right. 503-733-2970. This is the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Let's begin things as we always do with Tim Riley at the City Desk.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour.
I just have to assume the news sound is playing. I can't actually hear it.
Tim Riley.
It is.
All right.
From higher down the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting. A suspect in a domestic violence disturbance jumped over the side of the I-205 bridge to try to escape the police. He fell something like 85 feet, but survived. And he's only 20 years old. He's Theron Bessie, taken into custody and hospitalized for serious injuries stemming from jumping over a bridge.
What?
He jumped off a bridge.
Okay. Where?
I-205.
Is he dead?
No.
Okay.
According to police, he jumped out of a vehicle on the bridge and jumped over the side of the bridge, falling 85 feet into a rocky area underneath. He was alive, but broke his pelvis and bones.
Oh, fantastic. Wait, you said he's a sex... No, a domestic...
No, no, a domestic.
He's a
violence person.
And he broke his pelvis?
Yes.
Sometimes things have a way of working out, don't they, pal?
He also had a warrant out in Washington County for manufacturing.
I hope the cops
and
came up
and controlled substance.
I hope the cops came and kicked him repeatedly in the groin after he broke his pelvis. I hope as he was laying there with a fractured pelvis, the police beat him with nightsticks and batons endlessly. I hope his pelvis was like powdered toothpaste by the time they got done with it. All right, there you go. That's what you get for
being. He may speak highly of you.
It's what you get for being an a-hole.
A man grabbed two cordless power saws off the subway station workbench and went on a rampage today, swinging the saws at riders and slicing open the man's chest before running away. This didn't happen on the Max, even though it sounds like it could.
I didn't have a chance to read the whole story.
This happened in New York.
But I saw the headline on Drudge this morning. The headline reads thusly, and I only had time to glance at the headline before I came into the program, where I then plugged in my headphones and was unable to hear anything, thus throwing us into a whole entertainment-based tailspin today. But this is the headline on Drudge, and it's an all-red. Drudge has this thing he does, where if a headline is especially fantastic or breaking or disturbing, he'll put it in all red, and then sometimes he puts that little siren graphic at the top. Do you know what I mean? That little gif at the top. Maniac goes on power saw rampage in NYC subway. I mean, there's like 14 great things in that headline right there. Mm-hmm. It's enough to put a smile on even the hardest of hearts.
Does it say what area of New York it was in?
Yes, it does. This occurred before dawn at the subway station a few blocks south of Columbia University.
I don't even know where that is. Yeah, I got nothing.
With a saw in each hand, the man took a swipe at one rider on the platform and missed.
With
moments
a saw
later,
in each hand.
Moments later, he did have a hit. He cut into a man's chest in a turnstile before bolting out of the station, still carrying the power tools, later found in a trash can.
Was he busy looking for the Book of the Dead?
Wait, he's a thin man in his 30s, earrings in both ears, and possibly carrying a teddy bear. Now, how do you saw somebody in half and hold a teddy bear?
And hello, I'll take incredibly disturbing becomes unbelievably disturbing for 1,000.
Now, this attack comes 2 weeks after a Boston man who traveled from Boston to New York was charged with stabbing 4 people, 3 of them tourists, over a 13-week period in the subway in the Theater District of Manhattan.
Good, bad, I'm the guy with the saw. That's genius. All right, so there you go. And have they apprehended him?
No.
So there's still a guy, let me just say, there's still a guy...
with a teddy bear and earrings.
With earrings... a saw in each hand, and clutching a teddy bear, rampaging his way through New York City right now. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Attention, John Carpenter and or Sam Raimi. There you go. There's your next script right there. Was the teddy bear attached to him in some way?
It does not specify the size of the teddy bear.
Perhaps
or the manner in which it was carried.
Maybe the teddy bear was attached around his neck via some sort of lanyard. Maybe, here's the thing. Maybe it was a teddy bear-shaped backpack. You know, the kids, like the girls, sometimes they wear the backpacks that are shaped like a Winnie the Pooh bear or something. Was he carrying the power saws with him when people first saw him, or did he steal them from somewhere?
They were stolen from a workbench in the subway.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Now, but they weren't plugged in, right?
Well, I guess they were recharged.
They were they were cordless power saws?
I'm not familiar with
the
tools.
In other words, like if I just had a power saw here, but it was the kind you plug into the wall, I could be, even if it wasn't plugged in, I could still hit you with it several times and probably do some damage.
Yeah, but don't they have the thing that you can pull and...
You're thinking of a chainsaw.
Oh. What are we talking
this
about?
This wasn't a chainsaw. This was a power saw. Oh, I'm thinking of a hedge trimmer. This is, wait, are these like the rotary power saws?
I did not see a picture of these saws. I cannot attest to their
Let me see the story for a second. We've got many carpenters in the audience that can probably tell us exactly what kind of saw he's attacking people with.
All right, here you are.
This is fantastic. I live for this kind of story. All right. Well, no one's dead, right?
No, people are just cut up in this.
In New York, I mean, look, they've been attacked by some guy with a blade. You're on a subway. It's probably happened 8 or 9 times this week to you. A man grabbed 2 cordless. Okay, they were cordless. So these are powered saws. So we do have power to these saws. A man, it's either like Makita saws or something. A man grabbed 2 cordless power saws off a subway station workbench and went on a rampage Thursday, swinging the saws at riders and slicing open a man's chest. Now, here's what I don't understand. If you are a carpenter, please now to be calling us. It's 503-733-2970. Here's what I don't understand. These are presumably the kind that you cut like a 2x4 with. You cut lumber with them. But those have a, what do you call it? A shield. You know what I mean? Who here has ever used a power saw?
Me?
I
went to a college prep school. We wouldn't be using... We're filling out applications to Yale and Dartmouth. We don't use power saws. Going to the service or doing anything like that.
Sorry. I didn't mean to offend. I didn't mean to speak outside my caste.
We hire people to pick up power tools.
You hire people like me. It's not like I'm a big carpenter. My dad was a carpenter, though. And so
nothing wrong with that. They make good money.
Yes. But when you have one of those rotary saws, it's like you have 2 sawhorses, and you'll put the wood across it, and then you pick up the rotary saw, and you cut through it, and there is a blade that retracts as you are cutting the wood. So, in fact, the wood itself pushes the shield away. And
for safety's sake.
So only a little bit of the blade is ever exposed at once, and as soon as you pick the saw up off the wood, the shield snaps back into place. So if you were just walking around... Like, you'd literally have to hold somebody down and get their cooperation almost to saw them with that. Like, you'd have to be like, look, could you hold this for... Hold on. It's like when someone helps you tie up a box and they got to put their finger in the middle while you tie the bow.
Maybe it was somebody you met in the chat room, then.
Man wishes to be sawed. Height, weight, proportional, please.
Discussing adults.
let's see here. Oh, I got to open my call screening software here. I don't...
Well, we'll wait, then.
Well, normally I come in and Scotty's done it for me today. But that's today that didn't happen.
Rick.
He's busy creating the Stormwatch.
Yeah.
2006 open. Okay, I'll just take these in order. Hello, who is this person? Is that a saw? All right, that's just,
babbling brook.
That's just disturbing. What am I doing? Okay. He's bringing me Post-it notes. All right, thank you, sir.
That's how he's bringing you a saw.
All right, yes. hello, Heidi?
Yeah, hey, Rick.
Hi, Heidi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't hear anything today because my headphones are broken.
That's so sad.
Scotty made a Stormwatch sounder that we can't possibly use. My call screening software doesn't appear to work. I'm under caffeinated. Had a fight with my wife this morning. It's really a banner
truth
day.
Comes out.
Oh, did I slip that in? I'm sorry. Oh, how are you, Heidi?
I'm good. I can't be as bad as you, though. So.
No, it's true. Okay, what is the deal with this saw and this guy attacking people?
So if it's a rechargeable, you can have a few different saws, but one of them would be the circular saw. But you're right, it does have a guard, so
yeah.
You'd have to have some kind of object to push the shield back to cut.
Right.
But then the other one you're overlooking is the all-powerful Sawzall.
The Sawzall, that's what I'm thinking of.
That blade at the end that grooves back and forth real quick.
And the Sawzall kind of looks like not a jigsaw. What is the other thing I'm thinking of? It looks like a, is that the same thing as a skill saw?
No, it's like, it's got a handle and then it's got a blade with teeth on the end and it's,
right.
there's no shield on it.
And it saws all with like a Z, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I remember my dad like cutting crap with that somewhere. Okay. Yeah. Now you could do some killing with that.
Yeah, you definitely could.
Now is that a thing that would just be sitting on a workbench? Is that a commonly used saw?
It's a commonly used saw and it's commonly used when it's rechargeable also.
Ah, so it is like a Makita drill then. It's like you just,
yep.
just sits around, you'd be used. Okay, fantastic. And there it's is it light enough that you could hold one in each hand while still clutching a teddy bear?
Oh, sure.
Fantastic. Excellent. Yeah. How do you know this?
Oh, my husband has the whole Makita set and all the tools.
Oh, I was hoping you were like a hot female construction worker or something.
Oh, yeah, I am that too.
Oh, excellent.
I forgot to say that.
I don't know. Okay, I don't even care if it's true. All right, thank you, Heidi.
I wear a schoolgirl outfit while I'm doing it.
You are the best caller we've ever had. You know, you've just made my day so much better.
Awesome.
All right, thank you, Heidi. All right, there you go.
While soaring and touching a teddy bear?
Why can't all callers be just like that?
We can keep calling her back.
Let's just have Heidi be every caller. Let me get another one here. Joe, hi. How are you?
Hey, Rick.
Hey,
yeah, listen, that circular saw, the thing about the circular saw is when you're talking about with the guard,
yeah.
They're real easy to pin up, and there's actually like a little handle on them, so you can actually, you know, like you could have ripped off one of the teddy bear's ears and pinned it up. Or you can grab it with your thumb and kind of hold the saw sideways.
Is it like a safety on a gun where you can fix it in the ready to go position?
Oh sure, yeah, we do it all the time. You just grab a nail, or we used to. We don't do it anymore because
No. That
would be unsafe.
No, that would be wrong.
But you just basically pin the guard up, and the saw blade's exposed, and yeah, it'll cut right through. It only cut. One of the small ones will only cut about 2 inches deep, but that's still 2 inches deep, you know, right across your stomach or your rib cage or whatever's in the way.
Whatever's in the way. Whatever's in the way of like his precious bodily life force, that you,
well,
his
sure.
tender, succulent courage.
Well, sure, if it's got a carbide tooth blade on it, I mean, theoretically, it could cut through metal, it'll cut through leather or whatever.
Would it cut right through bone?
I mean, just chew right through the bone and just kind of turn it all into hamburger.
Good God. All right, thank you, sir. We appreciate that. All right.
That being said, we're not recommending that people cut up teddy bears.
No,
people
teddy
have
bears,
a different story.
That's just wrong. Cutting a teddy bear, that's just no excuse for that. Aren't you glad you're listening to this program?
That would be a cry for help.
Listening to this program?
Oh. No, for cutting up teddy bears.
That'll be on the offender list. Not allowed to listen to Emerson program. All right, we'll be back after this. It's 503-733-2970. Gary Baumgarten's coming up. He's going to talk about casinos. We'll see if he knows anything about this power saw attack, too. All right, stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland on AM 970, Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere.
All your precepts are belong to us. This is the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio. If you haven't heard the Rick Emerson Show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah. I'm not saying that zombies really exist, but if... Have you seen the picture of this woman?
No.
Really? Hold on. I'm going to post it right now. Go ahead and read the story, Tim, while I'm posting this.
And we see a lot of women look like that. This woman is too large to be cremated. A family has been told their dead mother could not be cremated in her home city because she is too large. Penelope Stapleton of Norwich, who died last week of a heart attack at the age of 61,
that's hard to believe.
Weighed 22 stone.
Okay, like if I put a photograph, like if I put 10 women in a lineup, including this woman, and I said, one of these people is a zombie who's going to eat you and suck out your spinal fluid as soon as your back is turned, you'd pick this woman. Like 100 out of 100 people would pick this woman.
Let's listen. Rick Emerson. Weekdays noon to like us on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Okay, you're distinguished professional. No, no. No, distinguished looking man with a passion for life. No, no.
Having trouble creating a profile online that is going to attract the attention of your soulmate?
Handsome winner seeks to share his fortune.
At eHarmony.com, our scientific compatibility profile does the work for you. Log on today, and if you are a first-time member, you can try eHarmony for 7 days absolutely risk-free. eHarmony.com.
Feeding time. One of the most dangerous parts of the job. These animals are ferocious, and when they're hungry, there's no telling what they'll do. It takes nerves of steel and a meal hearty enough and tasty enough to satisfy the cravings of these ravenous beasts.
Dinner, boys! Ballpark Frank!
Right on, Mom.
Yeah, awesome, Mrs. D. These hit the spot.
Big, juicy, satisfying. Ballpark Franks. Tame the hunger.
If you're building, remodeling, or just making repairs, don't miss this opportunity. The annual $1 million inventory reduction tent sale is back this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only at George Moreland Plumbing Supply's Southeast Portland store. Thousands of plumbing items, including every major brand, are priced for immediate sale. You'll find phenomenal clearance specials. Shop early for the best selection. Bring your van, pickup, or trailer. You'll save hundreds, even thousands. Solano toilets, an amazing $49. Kohler kitchen faucets, $59. Hot water dispensers, up to half off. Pedestal bathroom sinks, $35. Jacuzzi, American Standard, and Max Whirlpool tubs, up to 70% off manufacturer's list prices. Don't miss it. The annual $1 million inventory reduction tent sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only at George Moreland Plumbing Supply's Southeast Portland store at 55th and Foster Road.
If it's plumbing, we'll have it. Stop by and give us a ring. George Moreland Plumbing, the water heater king.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I do not want my kids to smoke.
Last night, Sarah went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I knew I needed a few tips on what to say and how to say it if my message was going to sink in.
If you're a parent who'd like help starting the conversation with your kids about not smoking and handling peer pressure, expert advice and information is available online. Find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
The blockbuster awesome summer event is in full swing, and the awesomeness continues. Here's a couple of the awesome deals you'll find. Rent any three movies in the store for $9.99, including hot new releases. Can I get an awesome? Or you can stock up on the movies you want to own and buy four previously viewed DVDs for just $20, including box office hits. So treat yourself to your favorite movies this summer and turn it into the summer of staying up until 3 in the morning watching kung fu movies. Or the summer of taking the phone off the hook to watch heart-wrenching dramas. Either way, the blockbuster awesome summer event will mean one simple thing: getting great deals on the movies you'll love to watch. So get down to Blockbuster today. It'll be awesome when you do.
Limited time. Valid on previously viewed DVDs $9.99 or less. Membership rules apply for rental. See participating U.S. stores for details.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
Live from Portland, the Rick Emerson Show continues.
Now, if you're ready, we will begin.
AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Ah,
headphones are decent. I'd like to thank Ryan from engineering for giving me some headphones that don't look completely freaking bizarre on my head. These aren't bad. What are these? These are Sony MDR V6. Okay, well, these are like an earlier iteration, I believe.
Those look like the 80s. Yeah.
No, these are not bad.
No, they're okay.
I'm kind of a Sony person myself.
Those look like your headphones.
They're very close. They're a similar model. These are Sony's. Because for a while, this is what we call shop talk. Because you're using Sony's. Now, yours are a little bit different. Yours are a little bit bigger than the ones I use. And, Tim, what are you using? Sony's as well. We got to... Not that I would do this because it's wrong and CBS radio. We do not engage in any sort of quid pro quo mentioning. I'm just saying the Sony company really ought to appreciate, in just a vague sense that in no way entails sending us things. They really ought to appreciate the fact that we are so loyal to their products. Because for a while I used those Koss headphones for a while when I first started out. All early, like DJs early in their career, they all use Koss headphones.
You used to get big discounts on them.
Well, and because they cost like $1.50. Mm. And they work for about 3 months, and then they just go to crap. And they throw them away and you buy another pair. They're like, Koss headphones are basically disposable. No disrespect to the fine people at Koss, but that's what they are.
At one time they made quadraphones, which were kind of interesting.
What a quadraphone. Like two go in your ear and like one goes in your knee and like one goes in your butt. Like what?
They weigh
well,
like 30 pounds.
I don't understand what that even means.
Well, FM was supposed to go quad at one time.
Oh, is that quad sound? Like those Pink Floyd albums were put out in quad sound. Yeah, that's some made up crap that never happened.
No. And they were heavy.
Listen to that. That's the sound of everybody leaning towards their radios because this is so fascinating. I love it when you talk about headphone technology and quad sound. I tell all my friends to listen to those shows. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. See, that's crisp and clear now. I can hear that. I can hear all the frequency response now. Sarah's headphones were kind of boomy sounding. Like a little more bottom end than I'm used to. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, Gary Baumgarten. How are you, sir?
What does that mean?
Good. How are you?
Sorry, Gary. I don't mean to talk over you.
What does what mean?
A little more bottom end.
Your headphones had a little more bottom end than I'm used to. Why?
Oh, she thought that was some kind of harassment.
Yeah, see, Tim gave me the ooh. Cause
that's
the
tone range.
Tell her, Gary. That's what I'm talking.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm talking all.
Jeez, Gary.
Yes, it's a buttock reference. No, yeah. I'm just
talking
about...
They got you out of trouble again, Rick. You were going to have a sexual discrimination lawsuit, and I got you out of it.
See, I'm just talking about the frequency response in your headphones. It was a little,
Let's move forward.
I'm...
Seriously, you're annoying me. Let's go.
How am I annoying you?
Because you're taking your bad mood out on me, and then you're passing it on to me.
In no way am I taking out a bad
mood. You should talk to Gary about the chainsaw guy.
It was a little
It was just a little boom thing.
There you go. Gary Baumgarten, how are you, sir?
I'm perfect. How are you?
You know, Sarah's grumpy today.
She is a little grumpy today.
See? But... Listen to that independent verification.
You missed the first half an hour of this show when Rick is crying because of his headphones.
Let me ask you this, Gary. Did you ever go to work and you plug in your headphones and they just don't work?
Oh, it's horrible.
Because someone has used them. And someone has abused your headphones, somebody has used them in a way that is not in keeping with the typical use of a pair of headphones in a proper and respectful fashion, and they just don't work.
Many broadcasters will never share their headphones.
I don't ever share my headphones.
Get out of the studio with them.
I don't ever share my headphones, ever. That ended like 10 years ago. Here's why, and everybody in radio knows what we're talking about. You, Gary, you know this. I lent my headphones to somebody like 10 years ago, like once. And when I got it, and of course they have the coil cord. You know, it's not a straight cord. It's a coiled up cord.
Right.
To protect the, you know, the wiring inside. And I get him back, and what has happened? He has taken the coil cord, and he has tightly wrapped it around the folded up headphones, which you never, ever do.
That's right.
You're not supposed to do that. Yeah, that was the last time. That was in 1996. Never again did I lend out my headphones.
Yeah, but you'd think a fellow broadcaster would know better than that.
So you would think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. I'm a professional. I'm moving past it. I'm rising
that's
above
right.
it. I'm rising above Sarah's grumpiness. And the,
I'm sorry. Are you rising above the fight with your wife that you're like projecting onto me?
I'm not projecting. This is more therapy, Rick. You're displacing your anger.
Hey, I'm just saying.
All right. How are you, Gary?
I'm good. Good.
Well, okay. Well, there you go. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
We meant to ask you this because we mentioned this yesterday, and somebody asked me for more details, and I had to confess that I didn't really have them, apart from the fact that there's some sort of. There's some sort of budget dispute, and so no one can ever gamble again in New Jersey. Everything is closed. All the casinos, are they closed for good or just for now, or what's the deal there?
Breaking news now.
Listen
They've
to this.
They just reached a deal.
Well, never mind. So this whole story is pointless.
Okay, talk to you later. No, but, you know, it means you can come to Jersey, and we'll go to Atlantic City, and we'll lose some money together.
Well, there you go. Thanks. That was a nice anticlimax. Thanks for trying to make lemonade out of it. I appreciate it.
So basically what happened, though, it is kind of interesting because... They were unable to reach a budget. July 1st is the beginning of the fiscal year, so on the 4th of July, the governor, John Corzine, called an emergency session of the state legislature.
Right.
So instead of going to the beaches, instead of going walking in the parades and shaking hands and, you know, getting votes and stuff like that, they all had to come to Trenton, the state capitol, and he locked them in the state house and said, you're not leaving until you come up with a budget. Well, they still didn't come up with a budget. He gave another speech yesterday. This morning he gave a very short but very impassioned speech telling them to give him a budget to approve now. And the galley erupted in applause.
Well, I can't imagine that you can leave those casinos closed for very long before pressure just starts to be... Because that's like millions a day lost.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Under the state law, all non-essential employees had to be laid off because they don't have a budget, and that
right.
includes the gaming regulators. And
right.
if there are no gaming regulators
you
on the
board, game.
They can't. But the stupid thing about it is they're losing more money in revenue by the taxes they're not collecting out of the casinos than they're saving by laying these people off. So, you know, it's you know, a little counterintuitive, I think.
All right.
Anyway, the bad part is that the poor casino workers, of course, all the hospitality people in Atlantic City, there are 12 casinos and hotels attached to them, were all laid off, as most of them were laid off as well.
Your tax
and
dollars at work.
So they marched on Trent today and told those people, look, quit your politics, you know, get together, do what's right for the state, and get a budget approved. And apparently they have. They're going to make an announcement on it in 20 minutes. But you're 20 minutes ahead of the curve.
Thank you. See, there you go. I feel better about things. This is gradually returning the golden glow to my day.
But, you know, nobody was complaining about the road crews not working. Nobody was complaining about the DMV not being operated.
No.
Nobody was complaining about the unemployment checks not going out.
Just
the
craft
anybody
table.
Anybody cared about in this state.
Of course.
You know,
hey,
was the casino.
Let me just mention this. Here's the thing you're going to be hearing about very soon. Apparently, there's a man attacking people in New York with cordless saws while clutching a teddy bear.
Well,
I swear to God.
He probably has a split personality. He's probably evil on one side, and on the other side, he's this poor little guy that needs his little teddy bear
maybe
to keep him happy.
Maybe he gives them the bear afterwards so they can feel better about
things. I don't know.
All right.
That's sick.
See, there you go. So you're ahead of the curve now.
As
you
I am.
Go back, you'll hear
more from me.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
See you later.
All right. There you go. CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgart. Can we all move forward now?
Thanks,
yes.
Rick.
What? You know, I'm...
Why do you make me look like the irrational one in front of the CNN course?
All I said was that you seemed a little grumpy, and then Gary Baumgarten agreed. Now, he's a journalist. He probably has a degree.
Gary Baumgarten loves you, and he doesn't seem to like women very much.
Oh, where? Hello.
Did you hear him? He's like a sexual harassment lawsuit.
Well, it's the last time you knew a guy who filed a sexual harassment lawsuit.
Maybe
I don't know a girl who has.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Maybe she's been dealing with Laura Caviezel.
That's true. Maybe he's embittered towards your whole gender because of Laura.
Laura Caviezel and I are MySpace friends now.
Oh, God. Laura Caviezel.
I still don't know what she looks like because she doesn't have a picture on there.
Yeah. She's a crazy woman. Talking about attacking people with a saw. That's in her future. She'll be like petting a cat with one hand, you know, like Blofeld. You know, and goodbye, Mr. Bond. You know, that hell's going to wake up, you know.
Pretty soon she'll be bugging you for a weekend talk show.
Seriously.
Don't they all?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Other things happening today. Should we take a peek at the day's events?
Awkward silence. All right, let's just take a second here.
Mm-hmm.
If you just joined us,
about your problem.
It's nothing. It's nothing to talk about. I'm not displacing my anger, you damn woman. You and your whole stupid sex.
What was that?
No, I don't know.
That definitely came out.
Let's just stop and reset. If you are just joining,
can we shed those words? Can we reverse? How about a little reverse speech here?
No,
so those words can be crammed into where they came from.
No, if we can just take a moment.
Please make it clear to listeners, you're not screaming at me about sex.
No, I mean, I never know when you're supposed to say sex and when you're supposed to say gender.
Why didn't you say gender? Let's stick with gender.
Gender?
You don't know how bad that just sounds.
No, you and your whole... I meant it in this sort of...
In the most positive manner possible.
No, I meant it in the linguistic sense. It's not getting any better.
It is enough.
It is 12:45. Let's recap here. In case you are just joining us and you're wondering why the program sounds like a bunch of lunatics let loose near microphones. So, do you think sometimes
no.
that, like, do you think that sometimes people tune in and they go, no, I think the whole show is breaking up. I think the whole program is breaking apart. This will be the last day. Because they expected things to just erupt in open gunfire. Everything was fine. And then I came in at 12:01, and I plugged in my headphones, and there was no sound. My headphones were completely dead. And it turns out it wasn't the jack. It was my actual headphones, which mysteriously, sometime between 3 p.m. yesterday and noon today, just quit working. Flat out quit working, which put me in a bit of a mood.
Those sweaty people digging the ditch outside the station felt terrible listening to things like this.
All I'm saying is I was a little off kilter.
Well, not to mention the fight with you.
Yes, that did not...
You drove my personal life out.
That did not help either.
I'm sorry. You want to talk about it?
I don't believe that you are sorry. I believe that you're glad...
I just thought it isn't me for once.
I'm glad that you're... I believe that you're glad to have that to talk about. Plus, let's be honest, I think we're all carrying around a lot of stress from last night's rock star thing. And then there's the vote tonight. Not that Storm's going to be in the bottom three. No one thinks that. But, I mean, it's all very stressful. We'll talk about that next hour.
Well, she has a lot of competition tonight because the Coney Island hot dog eating contest is being televised.
Really? What time?
At the same time
at
as
9?
The show. And at the same time, Supernova is another show called Supernatural, so people are going to get confused about this. Supernatural is about tortured spirits causing brothers to go insane, turning Dean against Sam.
Okay. So there's that.
It's on the WB.
The hot dog thing, though, and here, because I know our audience, they're
hot dog eating people.
They're an eating contest.
You know what Gary Baumgartner's going to be watching.
They're eating contest aficionados. Mm. But it's on, like, ESPN, right? So it'll be on like, a million times.
ESPN2.
ESPN2. Yeah, it'll be on like every day. They'll run it all weekend. Mm. So you don't need to watch that tonight. Today you got to watch Storm because you should have voted for her last night. The big stack of email. We'll see. We're doing. We'll get back to that next hour. I don't want to get all distracted with the Storm thing. What were we talking about
here?
News.
Here's Tim Riley at the City Desk.
Three people, including an administrative assistant at Coca-Cola, being charged with trying to sell the company's secrets. The suspects allegedly tried to sell the secrets to Coca-Cola rival Pepsi Cola.
Well, it's trade secrets, which are intellectual property that a company goes to great lengths to keep secret. I'm not going to talk about them because obviously that would defeat the whole purpose.
What possible secrets could Coca-Cola have?
How they make it.
But I mean, how hard can it possibly be to figure that out?
They haven't been able to figure it out for like 100 years.
They can reverse engineer software. They can put men on the moon. How hard is it? You stick some nitwit with thick glasses in a laboratory somewhere. Here's some Coke. Figure it out.
How about the new Coke Black? Combination of dirty dishwater and Coke.
Tim Riley, who said that, by the way. That Coke Black doesn't even look good. Isn't it
black is spelled wrong.
It's like coffee.
What are the children going to think when they see that?
It's Coca-Cola and coffee, right?
I think so.
But who wants coffee? I mean, look, no disrespect to Coke because it is the most American of sodas. But who wants that? Who says to themselves, you know, this cold coffee and then this, like, really sweet soda? That would taste fantastic. It mixed together and shoved into a can and put on a shelf for a year. Mm. That would sound great. I mean, I got no problem with Coca-Cola, but I'm just saying it doesn't look like a thing. Because here's the thing. Unless I'm missing something here, has there ever been... And I don't mean any disrespect to any of the soda companies, because it's a difficult, you know, there's a bitter rivalry out there. But has there ever been a spin-off flavor that has lasted? Ever? For more than like a year or two?
Cherry Coke.
Is Cherry Coke still around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they still sell that?
Yeah, and the Pepsi with lime, or with lemon, or lime. That one's been around since...
Pepsi with lime?
Yeah, Pepsi with a twist. I think it's like Pepsi, like lemon.
Well, because see, Pepsi lemon...
Oh, no, I'm thinking Diet Coke with lemon.
Yeah, but that's new. They just put that
no,
out.
No, that was... I remember my friend used to drink them all the time in college.
Diet like Pepsi with lemon? Or Diet Coke with lemon's been around?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't even...
That doesn't sound like a man's drink.
No, it doesn't. No, no way would a man drink that. It's like Zima. Remember when Zima first came out and they tried to market that to men? Do you remember that? It was like they were just a man's drink. And then every man I knew was, no, it's not. And then the next day, it's a woman's drink. And it was like, suddenly it was Yeah. But they tried to recapture that male audience by putting out that triple black? Is that what it's called? That Seagram's?
I never had that.
That's taken the place of Zima in all the advertising.
I just remember bad nights with Zima.
Sounds like a soap opera.
No, you know,
I remember bad nights with Zima on the beach in Spain when he would hold me close.
When you're young, all it's about is Boone's Farm or Zima.
Is that Zima the Warrior Princess, or is that another
Zima Warrior Princess? They really should have a Zima Warrior Princess. That would be... Well, okay, chicks are the only ones who drink that anyway. That'd be fantastic. Are you ready to go fight the Mongol hordes?
Yeah, sure.
That's it, man. But, because there was Pepsi Lemon when I was a kid, but then they phased it out. It was called Pepsi Free or Pepsi Plus or something, and it was a powder blue can with a lemon slice on the front. And then they got rid of it. Because none of those things, I mean, I guess except for this, like, lemon Diet Coke, and I don't know anybody who drinks that. Do you know anybody who drinks that?
Yeah, well, now there's that Dr. Pepper Cherry Vanilla thing. That's been around for a little while. Why are we even talking about this?
I don't know. I'm saying that they launched these products, and then no one ever drinks them. No one ever drinks it. It's like a Crystal Pepsi thing in the past. Pepsi One. Do you know anybody who drinks Pepsi One? No one does. There's been... What was it that there was that... There was that Cherry 7-Up? I think that's gone. It's all very confusing. And then Tab. And then Scotty's typing on the screen. How about Tab? Tab was a thing they sold when I was a kid, then gone, and then brought back, except now they're trying to market it as an energy drink, which I don't think it is. Tab is just for sissy men who play a lot of tennis. That's what it is. And Bill Gates, who claims that Tab is his favorite, because it's in a pale pink can. I mean, when a kid, then, they had Alan Alda, like, advertising Tab. You are never going to get the American male to drink something by having Alan Alda pose with it. That's not going to work. That is a path to nowhere. Why are these things making me angry today? Everything is making me, goddamn Tab! Everything
maybe it's because of your dispute with Laura.
Maybe.
Well, let's see what else is going on, shall we?
I'm not
going
to these calls about freaking soda. I have to take them.
You stirred the public imagination.
It's a moral imperative now. All right. To be fair, I haven't tried Coke Black or whatever it's called. Coca-Cola Black, is that what it's called?
I've never seen a machine dispensing it.
I've never even seen it for sale anywhere. The only thing I've seen is a billboard for it.
My roommate drank one.
Drank one.
Did she live?
That's what you need to know right there.
It was in a small glass bottle.
How was it?
He
drank one.
I actually smelled it, but he didn't leave any. It smelled okay.
May I take a smell of you?
You and your whole damn sex. All right. Let's see here. Let's take a Dusty. Hello, sir. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Coca-Cola Black is a flavor explosion like no other. It's exceptional.
Henry character.
Especially with maybe a little bit of Jack. Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola Black.
I think enough Jack Daniels makes anything a flavor explosion, sir.
It totally. Right. Oh, and also Jolt Cola. You guys remember Jolt
Cola's still around. Jet's still around.
Yeah, beautiful.
They're doing that. That's the original energy drink. They're doing it, and they're marketing that, too, in the small little cans.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Okay.
Mentos put inside Coke is also an explosion.
Okay. Let's see. Derek, about soda. Let's see here. Derek, hello, sir.
Hey there. I work for a vending company, so we get to try out most of those new flavors of soda. And, Pepsi One, all those kind of... I've seen a lot of the different flavors come and go.
You've been around.
Yes. Yeah, the lemon Pepsi is called Pepsi Twist, and that was advertised by Ozzy for a while.
Pepsi Twist? Is that what Sarah's thinking of? Pepsi Twist?
That must be.
That's the lemon Pepsi. It was an awful advertisement by Ozzy.
Why would Ozzy be advertising Pepsi Twist? That didn't even make any sense.
Maybe it was Ozzy.
I have no idea. And Coke Black is like the last color. It is wonderful. It is excellent stuff.
Really? You mean that? Now, you don't... I mean, you have a vested interest in this, though. But is this an unbiased opinion?
This is an unbiased opinion. Yeah, our company does both Coke and Pepsi, and I love Pepsi Black. It is a good stuff.
Now, Pepsi Black or Coke Black? Which is it?
Coke Black.
Coke Black. All right. Now, where could I even buy some of that if I wanted to try it?
I'm not sure. Other people buy it.
Is it in the machine here, do you think?
No.
No.
No, it's not.
All right. Thank you, sir. Derek, I appreciate it. Derek the Soda Man, thank you for your input, sir.
No problem.
All right. There you go. That's Derek. All right. Well, there you go. That's the second ringing endorsement of Coke Black.
Now we've got to try it.
You know, here's the thing. As much as we're sort of making fun of the idea, I mean, it is Americans have a long history of loving sugary coffee-type products. like frappuccinos are a perfect example of that.
I know, but soda and coffee together?
Mm. It's the carbonation that makes it a weird idea to me. Not really the sweetness. I'm not a big sweet guy, but I mean, look, I remember when I worked at 7-Eleven, and they would overstock the frappuccinos. I'm not afraid to admit, man, it's like, it was hot outside. I could put down like 10 of those. And it's like, they're like 1,000 calories each.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like you can just feel your pants getting tighter with every one that you drink. But I totally did that, and I'm not even much of a sweets guy. But it was like, there's something, those frappuccinos
they're
have,
delicious.
There's crack or something in them. There's a drug in there. They're doing something to those. What was that story? Remember that story a couple years ago where they found out that Starbucks was putting ephedrine? Not putting. There was ephedrine in one of the teas. I'm not saying they were adding it, but it was like one of their Tazo teas a couple years ago. There was like, he would go, I can't quit drinking this tea, you know, and it was it had ephedrine in it.
Oh, Tazo tea is an Oregon product.
It was one of the flavors of tea, and they found out that there was ephedrine in it at Starbucks, which, I mean, they were like, well, it just seems to perk people up a lot, you know, because it was filled with speed. So, all right, let's see. Is this George from Wilsonville? All right, hold on. Let's see here. George, is this George from Wilsonville? George!
No, it's not George from Wilsonville. It's from Newburgh.
All right. Okay, well, what do you have to say here?
Well, you wanted to know where you could get the Coke Black, right?
Yes, now I have to try some.
Oh, I bought some like 3 weeks ago at a Plant Pantry.
Was it good?
You know those coffee candies you get at some Asian restaurants at the register?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Maybe.
Yeah, they taste kind of like that.
Okay. Is that good, Sarah?
No.
What's a coffee candy?
Yeah.
What's a
coffee flavored candy?
Oh, I've had. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I've had those. I think. Yeah. All right. Okay, but you give it a thumbs up?
No. No, not a ringing endorsement.
Okay. Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
All right. There you go. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew there was all this passion out there about the sodas and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
And note how we've done this whole thing without making an obligatory retro, like, Fresca comment.
Actually, that's what Christopher from accounting wrote me.
Oh, well, there you go.
Don't forget about Fresca.
No, well, she's in the demo for that, at least. Mm-hmm. Fresca's one of those things. We were talking yesterday about the obligatory statements. I'm not knocking Kristen for this, because she's old enough to have drunk Fresca, as am I. Which, again, they brought back Fresca's like Tab. It was there in the 70s, faded away. Everybody kind of joked about it, laughed at it, made fun of it, and then they brought it back. Equal parts, you know, nostalgia and demand or whatever. But Fresca is the funniest of sodas. Mr. Pibb is funny, too, though. Nate would agree with me on this. Mr. Pibb, that's a funny soda. Fresca is funny.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
We've talked about everything before. What are you going to do? Let's see. That's how we know about all the hack work. We created the hack work. let's see. Steve, about a picture of a saw he just sent you.
Yeah,
there's some joke there about saw the picture, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what it is. Steve, what's up?
I just emailed you a picture of a sawzall with a 9.5-inch blade in it.
What is your email? Was this from your VZPix?
Yeah, VZPix, yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me look here. While I've got you on the phone, let me look at this. Because we had a man attacking people on a subway with a sawzall, we believe, which is genius. Not that you should do that. It's wrong. But, you know, it's pretty great. All right, I'm looking at this picture. Let's see. There's two pictures here. I'll open the first one. This is a picture. Now, where did you get this picture?
That's my own personal sawzall.
Fantastic. Have you ever attacked anybody with it?
No, sadly.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
I have felt the urge to sometimes.
Hey, that's a serious blade. That's like 10 inches of blade.
Yes.
You could really do some cutting with that thing.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's got the very sharp teeth. I actually dropped it one day, and it bounced back and hit me in the shin. And
while it was running?
No, it was not running.
Okay,
but
all right.
The blades themselves made a nice bite mark on my shin the other day.
Jesus, that's no good. All right, excellent. And so do you suspect this is probably what he was using in New York?
Yeah, probably the saw, but it probably had a metal cutting blade in it, because that particular blade is for cutting wood.
Right, right.
So if you're working on a subway system, you probably had a metal cutting blade, which is got some finer teeth on it.
All right. Well, great. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you so much, Steve.
Hey, no problem,
right,
Rick.
There you go. All right. There you go. Mm. All right. Let's see. All right. It's 503-733-2970. All right. What are we... have we done any news this hour except for the saw being used to attack people in New York?
Not really.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Everything was going fine today until my headphones didn't work.
I think maybe it was something before that. I'm saying, you always say not to bring any, you know, negativity to the table. Like, I'm having a problem, I always talk about it on
I was here. I was in a peachy mood. I was in a personally and professionally fantastic mood today. Everything was fine. I'm fine. Everything's not fine. But I'm not sitting and kvetch about it. Sit here and...
Why don't you just let us know where you're coming from, at least, so I can know to sympathize.
What is this, an encounter group? Let us know where you're coming... Let's rap a little, man. Let's hug.
You had to listen to me bitch about the dishes last week.
No, it's just... Here's the thing. Should we do it now, or do we have to break? What am I doing? I don't even know what I'm doing here.
No, just say it now. Just let it out.
Just let it all out.
Yes, let's take it to the street. I'm huge!
All right. Here's the thing. Is that... See, but it's a variation. Here's the thing. It's a variation on what we were talking about, I think, either yesterday or the day before. And I was talking about Sarah's one of the very few people who's really been allowed inside...